Yeah, it's on the
right.
Lord, that's the biggest.
Between the temples, there will be the tree of planetary system. Electric bulbs and rain moves around. And upon that, the sun will run. That requires electrical mechanism.
Yeah.
All five other different planets going to the local. There is accelerator to go.
In some of the Western countries, they have these elevators with glass windows all around, so that once, even though he's going up, he still sees all around. It would be very fascinating for these people.
What's the speak of escalator?
That life system?
Well, people will pay just to get on an escalator every day.
You are not going to Calcutta? Calcutta.
I was going to go in there.
But there is no news. Of course, there is divorce.
I was thinking perhaps here to begin with one part.
Last year at Philadelphia, there was one crowd.
If there's no juggernaut deities, we can use...
No.
Has to be juggernaut.
What are you going to do with
this? Don't try to manufacture ideas.
Most of our temples, we have no juggernaut deities. Anyway, we'll be ready.
You can get some juggernaut deities here in India.
Yeah, that's not big deal.
And come to see them.
Yes,
naturally.
Everyone came to go to something. There's a big crowd going in constantly, different people.
They're all. Yes, the Chinese men must come.
Chinese boxes.
Chinese
Russians.
Yes. And I can cannot distinguish, but Chinese can be distinguished.
Yes.
From the States.
It's like the money poor people come sometimes.
Yes. They can stop.
Yes.
And it's good timing. Hallelujah.
If they invite you to China, you'll go.
Oh, yes. I can go in easy. I love this guy.
Everyone was chanting Hare Krishna and saying
crowd also.
Yeah, the crowd here, I didn't see any incident of anybody doing anything wrong. They're trying to cause trouble.
Yeah.
The Taka Maharaj just said he was measuring the people as they came in 1 minute, an average of 150 people.
That was over slow time, and peak time was 400.
How many did it take?
Well, that's about between 9,000 to 25,000 an hour.
They average
20,000
for hours.
They're all day, they're coming.
So, yes,
what was that?
That's right. I was just saying, all the time talks something like that coming.
Yeah. Never leave Persia?
No.
We realized that our temple was too small.
Yeah.
When we rode, we could not even walk down. It took me 15 minutes to get
to the gate. Grand 4 million flags. You know. That was my plan. 4 million flags. That besides temple and my house. That was the original plan.
There was one Krishna Srikha Brahmachari. You met him a few years ago, told him to come here. And he saw the prasadam room. He said he has never seen such a well-organized prasadam room, prasadam distribution. Everyone was very well-disciplined and whatnot. He was very impressed. He'll be coming today at 5 p.m. He was a physics professor at some college in Calcutta.
All these favorite courses, I forgot about that.
Sure.
Nice. He's struggling from the very beginning. Where in the beginning you have all gone.
Only your mercy should have gone. We're always
supplying nice food for Sarah.
This new building is equal to three buildings.
Hmm?
A new building is equal to three of these buildings.
Why? It is not so broad.
But it's six long. Times as long. But there's five
still
times
space.
As long.
Eh? There's still space around to build
five times?
Six times as long.
Six times longer.
Huh?
And it's
at least two buildings.
This building, including the
but ground, is not going to be forceful.
No, five times as long and two story, that means 10 sites. On this, we've got 8 sites.
This building actually only has 3 floors.
Yeah.
Not 4 floors.
So on that way, it's.
That one happens to that's 3.
That's wrong. Ground floor.
That also has 3 if you count the ground
floor.
Yes. But 3 plus 6 times longer.
That are green leaves and yellow ground. My chance? That's good. My chance? It is coming by chance? Let's see. So many things in your experience which has come by chance. Anything. Whatever we are throwing, something else. We just come by chance.
I became sick by chance.
Huh?
I became sick.
No. Then again, you are you infected from disease. Then you become sick. There is no chance.
The other day, I went in the shower. I came in the shower and the thing broke and hit me on the head. It was cancer.
Yeah, because you're that cancer, therefore you're
it was cancer.
It does not die. You're that cancer. Cause is your ascalus. You cannot find out anything about that. I'm going to do some mala, you can find out.
What about gambling? So what? Somebody wins, somebody loses. That's by chance.
That is not
They would say everything is by chance. You say yellow flower with green leaf. So, but through evolution, there has been so many other combinations. Now it's just
cause. Huh? Many willies and is a cause. How is that?
No, it's just many, many different combinations. Now you are seeing the yellow and green,
cause
that you are appreciating.
The process in the willing time, therefore you find. You cannot say it's cause.
Well, the evolution happens by chance.
No.
I think that all the trees are growing up. It's not one going this way. Not by chance.
Right. Nothing.
If you throw dice, they may come up in one.
Then all dice become cause.
Well, what causes it to be 7 or 11 or another number?
Chance.
No, John.
You will not say that, please.
Because I don't know the thing.
That's right. Big, I don't know.
They want to cover their ignorance by this chance. You want to become very intelligent by chance. That is it. That is not fair. For intelligence, you have to learn from the superior person. It cannot be done by chance. Who has become learned scholar by chance?
That is sugar philosophy, this chant.
Everyone has to work very hard, pass examination, and then he becomes an educated man. Very by chance one has become learned.
What about two people born in the same circumstance, each has equal education and equal background, but one becomes rich and one remains poor? Then
that is the case. It is the cause. That's it. Otherwise, so many people are working hard. Why not everyone is becoming rich? By chance. Parina sarvatra kaviram. This is the instruction of the Bhagavatam. Sallabhati dukha badanna kastukham. There are two things, happiness and distress, just being controlled by the time. You have infected some disease, in time it will come out, manifested. And the doctor says, oh, you infected disease, take this and this. The time factor is you have to wait to see the result. It is not science. As soon as you do something, immediately the reaction begins. But you do not see the result immediately, but wait and it's fine.
We say that everything has a cause.
Yes.
But then we have causeless mercy. So would that be chance?
Huh?
We have also causeless mercy, meeting the pure devotee. Yes. Is that a chance?
No, we don't accept the chance. The causeless is the mercy. Causeless mercy is the cause.
The mercy is
the mercy may be causeless, but the mercy is the cause.
Mercy, which is the cause?
Mercy is the cause.
That's the cause.
You did nothing to deserve it, but it caused your good fortune.
God. That poet from Ireland asked Srila Prabhupada when you were in Rome. I want to know who told God all that he knows, because who has informed God of all knowledge? Everyone has to learn from someone. He said, who informed God?
Prabhupada said, first you have to know what God means.
Yes, that is Bharat.
I think that poet was Pandey.
Yes.
Yes.
He admitted that he was confused.
This philosophy pervades all of modern science. It's chance theory.
Yes.
They say that by chance, after some time,
because we have researched and done for many years now that scientific knowledge is liquidated. Now they're giving it chance. Because they cannot explain. Yeah, the double is finished. That is the problem now. For the scientists, it is a problem now. So far their limited knowledge is concerned, they've done everything, discovered everything. Now there is no scope of working and discovering. That is the position of the scientists. they should come to you.
Well, that is another thing. What is that? This is their actual position. Now their position is how to bluff and get money. Because stock is finished. Bluffing stock is not finished. Now they have to give theories like this chance and make big, big walls, jugularies.
Why don't they make research into consciousness?
What they will finish? Whatever their limited knowledge they possess, it is finished. They have no scope.
They should look to the field of consciousness.
They are doing it now, but they are studying the brain. They think the brain is the source of consciousness. So they study
people. Oh, what about the brain, Ken? What did I ask?
Well, it is evolved.
Again, my chance. Brain bigger, my chance. That means failure of the stock.
One professor in Berkeley.
You prepare brain or did something, then by chance there will be a brain.
Like a monkey's brain on the
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of your purports, you mentioned that great scientists like Einstein, Newton, and Chandra Bose have such great brains, but who has created their brains?
Yes.
This is a very clever argument for you, Dr. Jace. That they would not
we be are appreciating the brain of the great scientists, but who has created that brain? Not you. You see how fool you are. You cannot create that brain. You create another contemporary brain, like that big, big man. Even that big man cannot. The big man before dying, he should have considered, now I die now, let me create another brain like me, and that will work. That is a
chance.
That must be hard man. Hard brain was created.
There is actual proof, but when these scientists and great so-called poets, when they die, refusing to admit the authority of God, they die very terrible death, just like in France. There used to be a great philosopher named Voltaire, and at the end of his life, because his whole writing in existence, he tried to disprove the existence of God. He went insane, and he was eating his own stool and urine. And a priest came to him and said, why don't you accept the existence of God? You have become such great poets. He said, I will never accept the existence of God. But he became to the point where he was eating his own stool in urine. This has been recorded.
This is punishment. Punishment, then, is all that. But they are so stubborn fools. You see.
Prabhupada, one great brain researcher, he spent 19 years searching for the memory in the brain.
That is a story that two friends talking on the point that how this was cut. One friend says it is my night. And the other friend says, no, it was my season. So they went to one says, no, it is night. He said, no, it is season. So the ninth man was very strong, but he took him to the water. That you say it is night, how that I shall drown. So he said, I never said. Then he said, when he was dying, he was being late. See that? One was actually drowned, and he had more than means to say, then he was like, it is Caesar, it is Caesar. This is their argument. Ah, but they may be, they will do this.
You are too impatient.
Huh?
They will say that you are too impatient. We see that in all science there's been a natural progression. Now they have, in the test tube, they have made some tissues, and the tissues are sustaining themselves and are living. So in due course, they'll be able to create some functioning brain.
But what is the use of the creator? It is already created. Why you are not still working?
We need a better brain.
No.
By our scientific endeavor.
Later, how we can incorporate it. Thank
you. You must give us some time because we're working hard in the laboratory.
Okay, I'm going to give you a kick.
That's not very scientific.
I know. You are someone. He's that brother.
Most brain researchers admit they could never create a brain.
Huh?
Most brain scientists will admit they could never make a brain. Too difficult. Something else.
At last day is accepted. Yes, I was foolish.
I'm going to get a prize.
So if I say from the beginning that you are foolish, I'm helping him.
Yes.
Because he has to admit at the end that he's a foolish.
Seems like one of the biggest brain researchers. He has to admit there was a mind. There was something else other than the brain.
When I was in America, I got one report. One person was telling me they had read it as a person. It shows the limit, how unlimited someone can eat anything. This one man, he has been for 20 years eating an automobile. Different parts of the automobile, grinding it down, and daily he eats different parts of it.
And see, magma.
He's eating by grinding it very finely into powder. His program is to consume one entire automobile. Tires, windshield, everything.
This way he'll become famous.
How do you mean?
Apparently he takes a little enough quantity that it doesn't disturb and it's ground down very finely into powder.
He eats other stuff.
Yeah, he eats other things also.
After one day, he's daily eating one glass of dirt. Soil. One lady was eating soil. One glass. Thing was good for health.
I think the goat, the animal, the goat, they can eat metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably you want to explain how the cow eats grass and it produces such a rich vitamin food like milk.
Yeah.
So you ask me the question, is there vitamins in the grass? Obviously, there's not such vitamins in grass that it produces milk. So the vitamins are coming from Krishna, yes?
Yeah, because if you eat grass, considering that there is vitamin, there is indeed. Then he does.
But trying to change Mahadevia.
Huh?
Mr. Mahadevia, he might
stunt for him. The cows aren't always in wheat grass.
Cows are eating grass, dry grass, and giving a nice milk. Yeah. Now, if you eat it, there is vitamin. Let me eat. Are you that? So who made these animals?
You may argue though that even women give milk after there's baby, and they eat all sorts of things.
They eat grass?
But they eat meat, they eat fish, they're making milk also.
Milk is there, but it is not that it is due to eating certain things.
That doesn't prove.
Yeah.
They will say that if the cow is fed, it's good, given good feed, then the milk is better. Mm-hmm. If the cow is given good feed, then the milk is much better.
That I admit. But one thing is, you practically say the cow is eating dry grass and giving you full of vitamin milk.
Mm.
So that does not mean that dry grass is the cause of vitamin.
No.
Otherwise, you could eat also the dry grass
instead of purchasing vitamin C.
Our country is very much fond of vitamin C. You eat grass. Why are you after vitamin C? Hmm? Hold up. You can take the time to clean through that.
You're probably sorry. Science film in Stanford, and one process of protein synthesis they called the magic factor. And then they didn't...
And he did also chat.
That must have been the Krishna factor.
Everything else but Krishna. Krishna is really
you see, the tree, Bokara tree, the hard nut, and the water. Now, according to scientific idea, there must be pipe, there must be pumping, and there must be water, then it can raise the water. So where is such things? How the water is coming?
Through the tree?
Yes. From the swamp. So high. There is no pipe, there is no pump. Really? You do it? Instead of calling a plumber, you do something, maybe water will come in this tank.
Well, they will say that the root issues bring the water up.
That is nonsense. You make such root and bring water here. Then you know. Scientific knowledge. You can do it. Can you do it? We're spending so much money for bringing water. Bring that root and bring water.
We have done better. We can do it faster. Within a few minutes, we can bring so much water here.
You must start. You'll never be able to do it if I don't pay you.
Well, we have money, so we have become more involved.
You have not money. That's why you're working on my order. You have no money. Yes. You have no money.
Shri Prabhupada, there is one story in the magazine, National Geographic, of a valuable diamond, the Hope Diamond, most valuable in the world, was stolen from a deity of Sita Devi. So every single person that has ever gotten the diamond has been killed.
Sita Devi?
Yes, a deity of Sita Devi. They stole the diamond from
right.
Sita Devi many years ago.
The diamond is in the Washington,
yes,
Washington D.C.
Anyone that ever stole it has been killed. Everyone is very much afraid now. You can't understand why everyone is dying and getting taken the diamond.
Stole it
from India?
Yes.
Robbing it. Who stole it?
The largest diamond in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, the British time they stole so many diamonds from the earth. Yeah.
The whole British museum.
Yeah. The whole British museum means stolen property from many countries. Especially in India.
Prabhupada, I've heard that previously in India, some pundits said that when they used to put the jewels in the deities, they used to put some mantras that when they install the deity, that whoever takes this mantra will never be able to appear or who will die. Some curse mantras, whoever steals the jewel.
Yeah.
Even just recently, they were laughing at this curse when they took the jewel from Sita Devi in their car to go to the museum, and their car crashed on the way.
Did they die?
No, they didn't die. It's a severe crash.
Don't you think the whole British nation is now ruined?
Yes.
But you are small. But he has not suffered. He has simply died. This is ultimate. Whereas he has suffered. But no, there is no suffering. He has simply died. What is the most suffering than death? When somebody is dying and his external consciousness is completely absorbed in all kinds of terrible bodily symptoms, how is it that a devotee remembers Krishna? What is actually happening that he's able to remember Krishna?
Devotee generally remembers Krishna, but even if he cannot, Krishna remembers.
That is guaranteed. Because he is devotee, for material condition, he could not remember. Krishna remembers. But he has done so much for me.
Otherwise, it's just mechanical.
That is terrible. And thus, giving the country that, that Arjuna was a little disturbed, he said angrily, Arjuna, you have no fear. Did you not read this? Also.
Then that verse, yam yam bhapi smaram bhavam.
Yes, that is general. But the devotees, because Krishna is second charge, even he does not remember Krishna. He thinks Krishna is there. Generally, devotee dies in the medicine. But even in the material condition, cannot. And Krishna is second class.
What was the arrangement with
Paramahansa? Hopeless. No. We have to do our duty very well.
So with Bharat Maharaj, that was special arrangement?
No. It was punishment. He becomes so much when attached to the animal that he forgot his duty in the sense. That is natural. Forgot. Neglect. Therefore, it was funny. But he remembered that I did it.
Yes.
Special mercy.
You cannot neglect your duty. Then Krishna is all of you. In any way, a soldier is dying in duty immediately. The government takes charge of the whole thing. That is why not Krishna. It comes as a power. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has come. You know this son. Avastha of Kriya Krishna. This has a power.
One maintains his faith in Krishna.
Yes, one should maintain his faith that Krishna will be Nityananda. My duty is to serve.
When it says in the Shastra that 100 generations past and future of the devotee, they're liberated, what kind of liberation do they get? What kind of liberation does the family get of a pure devotee?
One who becomes a devotee, the statement is that 14 generations of his family, past, present, and future, become liberated. So what kind of liberation does the family members of a pure Vaishnava get?
Liberation means, that is explained as Satan, to become devotee. That is it. Become a devotee is self-liberated. There is a telling at some.
Listen, there's Pathapalava. Pathapalava. I inquired about it. And they said that semolina is very difficult to get now. That the government has only allowed it some 80 pounds of semolina.
Powder, dollars.
What is it called?
China.
South India. How many sheets are there?
Yeah, about 12 devotees. 12 devotees went from Hyderabad, going to Orissa, and coming to Mayapur for the session.
Very good.
During about 5-6 months, they have traveled a little.
Many people or something?
Yes, because they were stopping in every village and distributing literature and giving away prasada.
Very much so.
Thousands of people watching that. They
were going in the van that should have come up.
Almost,
Yeah.
What? We should be dusted off.
All the same, the same as one.
Tokyo, Japan, and Philadelphia.
That's Philadelphia.
That was when we were there, too, but.
To bring the apple everywhere.
Right.
This is what a peaceful bring peace to the suffering human.
The devotee thinks that he likes example, Vrindavan more than he likes Mayapur. Is that a wrong thinking, or is that? It's like something about saying rushes around, something about the Krishna.
They know that is not different. They're not just food.